Namanda,
begin this morning by reading a passage from the larger sutra, one of the sermons of the Buddha that serves as the basis for our tradition's understanding of the Buddha's teaching. And this section describes the world of the Buddha's enlightenment, this world that's represented here in our Onaijin shrine. Hotoke-sama no ojodo no koto nitsuite no bussetsu muryo jukyo. Please join me in gassho. All the devas in that land make offerings of 100,000 kinds of heavenly flowers and incense, and of 10,000 varieties of music to the Buddha and the assembly of bodhisattvas and shravakas, spreading flowers and incense all around. And playing various types of music, they come and go one after another, each giving way to the next. The delight and pleasure of the assembly at that time are beyond expression. Mata, その国の天人はみんな数えきれないほどの香り高い花や万にもののバルさまざまな種類の音楽で無量寿仏をはじめ菩薩や聖門たちを供養する香り高い花を広く散りさまざまな音楽を奏で自由に息が顔にであるが、その時の心やさ、楽しさはとっても言葉に言い尽くすことができないほどであると。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。I wanted to begin this morning by thanking everyone who participated and helped out with our Hinamatsuri celebration last Sunday. Our Hinamatsuri is traditionally observed at the end of February, beginning of March to celebrate girls. It's a celebration of girls, but also in general a celebration of our hope for our children to grow happily and healthfully. And so who here participated in that Hinamatsuri? Yeah, last week? Okay. So what did you do for the Hinamatsuri? What did you do? What did you do, Phoebe? You danced? Did you do anything else? Okay, you danced and helped out at the craft table. How about you, Dioma? You did some dance? That's right. How about you, Nina? What did you do? You danced, I danced, so there was dancing, there was also, what else was there? We had dancing, we had crafts, we had singing, we had the violin playing by Kate, she's not here this Sunday, but so we had lots of music and lots of dance and lots of fun. Kind of sounds like what the Buddha's describing the Pure Land, like people singing, people dancing. How did you feel when you were singing and dancing, or when you were dancing? How did you feel? How did you feel, Dioma, when you were dancing? Good? Good? You're having fun? Yeah, how about you, Phoebe? Nervous. You're a little bit nervous. Did you have fun, though? Yeah? Yeah, how about you, Nina? Embarrassed? Okay. You did very well. There's no need to be embarrassed. Yeah. So you practice hard, right? You practiced a lot for the dance. You're going to get up in front of a bunch of people and dance. So you practiced and you practiced. Spent lots of time practicing. But when you were up on the stage, what were you doing? You're very cute, right? Just thinking about what you were doing at that moment, right? probably weren't thinking about, oh, I practiced so much, I could have been spending that time watching TV or playing with Legos. You're just enjoying being up on the stage, right? You weren't thinking about the future, unless maybe you were thinking, I wish this was over and I can't wait till 2 minutes from now. But you were just right there in that moment, enjoying the song, enjoying the dance, right? So you do all kinds of things to prepare, but at key times in your life, it's just that moment, just that thing you're doing right then that matters, right? So we had our Hinamatsuri celebration was over there in the social hall, and today we're gathered here in the Hondo, and we have this special space that represents the Buddha's world of enlightenment. So this month is, we have a special service next week. Can anyone tell me what our special service that we're having next week is? Does anybody know? Do you know, Haley? Spring Ohigan, right. And what is Ohigan? Ohigan's a Japanese word. Does anyone know the English word for Ohigan? Starts with an E-Q-U. Yeah, Demo? Equinox. Wow, I didn't even know you knew that word. Wow, the spring equinox. And what is the equinox? Does anyone know what the equinox is? Do you know, Haley? It's the beginning of the season. It marks the change from winter to spring. And we have another equinox. When's the other one? We have two Ohigan services every year. We have one in the spring and another one in the fall, that's right, marking the transition from the summer to the winter, right? So we go from the cold to the hot, and then from the hot to the cold, right? So it's a perfect time for studying the Buddha's teaching because it's not too hot, it's not too cold, right? The weather is just right, it's comfortable, and it's said that the sun sets. What direction does the sun set in? The sun rises in the east and it sets in the west, right? So it sets directly in the west. Usually at other times of year, it's a little bit northwest or a little bit southwest, but during Ohigan, during the equinox, it's exactly west. So it's a time when you can figure out your direction. You know exactly where the west is, so you can figure out exactly the direction of your life, of your life. So for people who live guided by the Nembutsu and the Buddha's teaching, we say that the destination of our life is the world of the Buddha's enlightenment. And that's represented up here in this Onaijin shrine. So the world of the Buddha's enlightenment, what is it like? What is that world like? Right? At the center, what do we have at the center of the world of the Buddha's enlightenment? What's right here in the middle? Yeah, Miles? King. What's that?
I don't know.
You don't know? Did you say a king?
No.
No? What did you say? What's at the center of this world up here? What's at the middle? Yeah? Just look. What do you see there in the middle? The Buddha. That's right. The Buddha. Yeah, Dhyoma? The Buddha, Amida Buddha, that's right. Amida Buddha is the Buddha, the awakened one. The word Buddha means someone who has woken up. Someone who has woken up and who has immeasurable light and life. The light of the Buddha represents wisdom, understanding things. The life of the Buddha represents compassion, being kind to other people, right? So that's the center of our destination, the center of our lives. Is understanding and kindness, right? Right at the middle. Amida Buddha. Okay, what else do you see up here? Who else is up here? We have some pictures. Do you know who any of these people in these pictures are? Yeah, do you know Phoebe? Shinran Shonin, that's right. Where's Shinran? Can you tell me? That's right, right here. Just on the right side is Shinran Shonin. Yes, Gyoma? Denyo-sama, that's right. Denyo-shonin is over on the left side. That's right. We have Prince Shotoku, the imperial prince of Japan who brought Buddhism to Japan for the and who established Buddhism in Japan. Over there we have the seven masters, important Buddhist teachers from India, China, and Japan who spread the teaching, right? All these people heard the teachings of the Buddha. They all lived by it. And because of the guidance they received, they all received birth in this world of the Buddha's enlightenment. They all became enlightened. So they're examples for us. They're our role models of how we can become enlightened, how we can become perfectly kind and understanding through hearing the teachings of the Buddha. So what happens when you become enlightened, when you become perfectly peaceful, perfectly happy in this world of the Buddha's enlightenment? You celebrate. You celebrate. You have a big party, like the party that we had last Sunday, right? A big party. And that party includes dancing, singing, offering incense, flowers, and making beautiful music, right? So these said that those beings of the Pure Land, that they make beautiful music. And so we have many different things representing the world of the Pure Land. We have flowers, we have, of course, lots of gold flowers, and we have real flowers, we have the light, but we also have these beings who are making music. Can you see them? No, they're kind of hard to see, but they're here on the candlestick. So we actually have a set of two candlesticks for a very, very special service. We would put out two candlesticks, so today we just have one up. So I brought a couple candlesticks down. So after service, come up and take a look at these candlesticks and see if you can see what kind of instruments people are playing, what kind of music they're making to celebrate this joy and happiness that they receive by hearing the teaching of the Buddha and by realizing this life of perfect peace and happiness, right? So when we gather here at the temple, it's a place for us to think about this world that we live in, but also this world of enlightenment that we're all aspiring to, right? It's a world where we don't worry about the past, right? We remember the past, but we don't worry about it. We don't regret it. We say, oh, I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd gotten up earlier today and gone for a run, right? We don't have our regrets about the past. We don't worry about the future. Oh, what's going to happen tomorrow? You know, what's going to happen over the next 4 years? You know, we don't have these deep concerns and anxieties. But we just think about, what can I do right now, here, today? How can I live today in a way that will surely lead to this world of peace and bliss? Yes, Dioma? We don't worry about the news. We don't worry about the news, right? It's important to watch the news to know what's going on, but don't, you know, not get too worried about it. Not get too worried about it. Think about what we can do, right? And do what we can. Right? So that's this world of enlightenment. And when we live in that way, we find that we have peace and joy in our hearts, like those beings who dwelled in that world, and we express that joy. Sometimes through music, we sang, we just sang a beautiful song, we had the organ playing, right? We offer incense, we bring flowers. So just like those beings that are described in the sutras, that's what we're doing. We're living our lives in the way that's described here in the sutras. The other thing that's described is that the most wonderful way to express our joy is to say the words Namo Amida Butsu, right? We've already said it many, many times this morning in this service. Namo Amida Butsu means I take refuge, I go to this Buddha of immeasurable light and life for guidance, right? So Namo Amida Butsu. And when we say that, other people hear it. We hear it. Other people hear it. Just like when you sing a song, you feel happy. You're singing because you're so happy. But the other people who hear that, they get happy too. They enjoy your singing. They enjoy your dancing. When we say the Nembutsu, we express our joy. But other people hear that and they feel, oh, Namo Amida Butsu. That makes me want to say Namo Amida Butsu. That makes me feel happy and at peace. That's our teaching, our way of living in the Nembutsu. Receiving the kindness of the Buddha's wisdom, expressing our joy, and sharing that with other people. And in that way, by tending to each moment in the Nembutsu, we're taught that everything will be okay. We need to make an effort. We need to be clear about how to live in this moment. But in doing so, then we're caring for the future. We're receiving the guidance of the Buddha that will surely bring us to the realization of this world of perfect enlightenment. So I thank you for always singing and chanting with big loud voices here at the temple. San Mateo is a special temple. Other temples are very quiet during sutra chanting. It's the minister's karaoke solo, right? But all of you chant with nice full voices, so even when I have a little bit of a cold, it still sounds wonderful in here, right? That's how we share our joy, this joy of coming together in the Nembutsu. まあ皆さん、サンマテオの特徴のところは、みんな大きい声でお勤めしますね。他のお寺は本当に静かに。先生のカラオケソロですね。みんなが大きい声でお勤めするおかげで、みんなが共にこの阿弥陀如来の救いの喜びを表して、その喜びを分け合って、共に楽しむということですね。お念仏は同じようなこと。阿弥陀如来の救いをいただいて、それに心から喜んで、心の喜びが南無阿弥陀仏で表して、それを聞いた人も、ああ、私も救われる。南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏が出てくるということですね。これはお念仏の喜び。まあ、このお浄土の天が、そういうふうな喜びが音楽で表すということですね。私たちもお参りの姿も、このお浄土のことを、まあ、これを真似している感じですね。まあ、この世はまだまだ浄土とは言えないんですけど、この浄土に往生することができることの楽しみを、音楽とかお香とかお花で表すことは私たちもできることですね。So we'll conclude, once again read these words of the larger sutra. Please join me in 合掌。合掌をお願いします。All the devas make offerings of 100,000 kinds of heavenly flowers and incense, and of the 10,000 varieties of music to the Buddha and the assembly of bodhisattvas and shravakas, spreading flowers and incense all around and playing various types of music. They come and go one after another, each giving way to the next. The delight and pleasure of the assembly at that time are beyond expression.
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.